Oh, the dovaracha mayir olov liyakachati zayis. Let's say now there's a kachati zayis of a mace next to you, and there's a board on top of you, and that kachati zayis. So it comes out that you're touching a kachati zayis mace, and there's also a kachati zayis of a mace that's being a mile over you. It says tor, you remain tor. So the question is why? V'chad shmo, if it has one name touching. And to Masoyol, am I Torah? Why are you Torah? Lamaisi, you're touching a kachati zayis. And there's also kachati zayis of tumah being mild, being over you. So you should be mitzvah to two. You should be tumah. You have to do with a kachat, with a kachzayis of a mace. So Moshe says, anyway, el akash reishu. So it's a kash of the reishu. The reishu says it is mitzvah. So who is to steer with the reishu in the sefer? So this Gemara says, no, Omer Reb Zera, the tumah ritzutza. Bein beiz migdolo maskinon v'yein b'neim paseach tefach. That the ratio of this Mishnah that says that you are mitzvah of the tumah if you touch a chatzi kezayis and you have a chatzi kezayis on top of you or you're on top of the chatzi kezayis. Here we're talking about a special case. The case is that b'tumah ritzutza bein beiz migdolo. Meaning to say, let's say there's a chatzi kezayis of tumah on the bottom. And now it's in between two migdolim, two towers made out of wood, and there's less than a tefach in between the two. The halacha is whenever you have less than a tefach, it's still like the tumah's ritzutza, so the tumah shoots up. So here this tumah shoots up directly, but you're on top of it, it's considered like you're touching it mamish, like the Gemara says, tikkun negiyah, it's all considered a complete negiyah. If it would have been wider than a tefach, then you have to come up to tumah's oil. The tumah goes up and shoots over and comes down again, that's tumah soil. But since in between the tumah dolum here, it's less than the tefach, so here we say tumah ritzutza, the tumah itself like shoots up. So it's mamish considered like you're touching the tumah. So that's why in the ratio the two are mitzvah, they're actually touching of a chatzi kezayis, another chatzi kezayis that's on the bottom and you're on top. But since it's in between two towers, two wooden towers, and there's no tefach in between it, that tumah shoots up, it's mamash considered like you're touching like a negiya. So that's why you tell me. Then Achnami in the Sefer where it's a real tumas oil, it's wider than a tefach. There could be this mishnah, it's not mitzvah after two, that negiya and oil are called two different shemas. So you wouldn't have a proof to Rabbi Yechanan from this mishnah. So Gemara says, if so, uman tana the korol yel negiya. Like who does Rabbi Yechanan go like? Who does Shita Rabbi Yechanan hold that all oil and mag is called the same thing? So what's that tell you? It's Rabbi Yossi. It goes according to Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya belongs like this. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Mole tavod rekav mitama b'maga over maso over yoyhil. Now, a mole tavod, that's a spoonful of rekav. Rashi says rekav, that's like the mace when it disintegrates. It's dirt, the dirt of the mace. The off of the, Rashi says it means hanim tzibiorin, the dirt of a mace that you find in his grave. Shemes shuvakvivusay shemes. That's like when the mace itself starts to disintegrate. So they have this offer there. Veshir molit tarved halachol moshmesinai. This halachol moshmesinai. That if you have a spoonful, a cups full of this dust that comes out of the coffin of a mace, so it's metama both b'maga. If you touch it b'masa, if you carry it over yoyel and oil. It's a question like this. Bishleim b'masa over yoyel hakatoyin lelakul. It's very good. You're carrying those things. Or else you're in an oil over it, it's very good. Or else for komai lakule, you're being over those things, it's very good that you're tummy. Elo negeya, but by touching it, halenoga bakule, you're not touching those things. It's not like one piece. It's ashes, it's dust. So it's 100 pieces there. And you're only touching one or two of them, you're not touching those things, so why are you tummy? Well, she says, the kol offer ain't a machubi yachad. The dust there is not attached. For negeya, but sadze, you touch this side, you're not touching the other side. And each part of it, the chol chad v'chad offer of Yavanav Shiyu, it's dust by itself. Samar says, Elolab Shmamina, isn't it a proof over here? My Nageya, what does it mean to say? Nageya means mayel, it means to say that you're above it, you're on top of it, or underneath it. For the Morai, Vokotoni Nageya, Vokotoni Maya, can't say that over here. It says both ways, it says this Mole Tarbut of Rekiv is Matana both ways. Through maga and through oil. It's mashma two separate cases. You want to say it's one case. Samarin says, Omer Abaya, lemata mitefach oil nigia, lemala mitefach oil greater. So according to Abai Yenech Nami, oil and mag are really two different things. Now that we say that lamata mitefach is called an oil, that means if you're less than a tefach away from the tumor, like we always said in a spekas for yerlo, retusa the yerlo, that's called a real negiya. But lamala mitefach, if you're above the mace, more than a tefach, then oil greater, you only have a lach of an oil. So regular oil is not called a negiya. So in a chlami, Abaya does not go like Rabbi Yochanan. According to Abaya, you don't have a pshat, you don't have a terrorist, you don't have a proof for Rabbi Yochanan, then oil and negiya means the same thing. Because over here, we're talking about now where it's lamata mitefach, so that's called mamash, like a real negiya. Benachnami, otherwise, that's why you have a tub, even though you're not really touching yourself, tumas oil, but when the oil is less than a tefach away, that's considered like a real negiya. But when you're more than a tefach away, then we do not say an oil is like a real negiya, so it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says no. Afilu lamala mitefach nami yoyel negiyu. Like Rabbi Yochanan holds, could be even though you're more than a tefach above the mace, it's only oil, but it's also considered a negiya. If so, so what does the Bryce before me to say by molit tarva? There's two things: there's negiya and there's oil. Ve'echidami oil gredo. Where's the case of oil by itself? Piham shocha. Meaning that the mace, the tumah, is not really directly above you, underneath you. It's on the side of you. And there's a daft, there's an oil on top of you, so the tumah goes up to one side, and then the oil is mamshech, it drags along over you, and it comes down again. So bamshocha, that's not called a negiya dikalocha, that's called a regular oil. So where it's only through hamshocha, where the oil drags the tumah near you, that makes you, the true it's tumah's oil, that does not have to do with negiya. But it's good Rabbi Yechanan though, before, that in our Mishnah, that when it says negiya, Huadin, it also means oil. Oil is also called a negiya. Now, Amar Rav, Rav says, Rabbi Yossi says, Chavile mitom, the straps around the bed, Usrige chaloinus, Rav straps lattice around the window. Chotisin, they divide up, between the house and the attic upstairs, shlahachnis tuma litzad sheni, that the tuma should not go from one side to the other side. What's going to be the, in this corner is called a mechitza. It could divide up the tuma, these things, even though there are holes in between, but the holes are not big enough to break the mechitza. It's still called a mechitza. What's going to be posna priya meis? Let's say these things, the straps of the bed, or by the window, the lattice around the window. You spread this over a mace, so person apnei hamace, the avret hanging on top of the mace, so hanegeya kineg hanekiv, if you touch, if your hand goes in between the hole, that from that hole you can see down the mace, tomei, then you become tomei. But shaloi kineg hanekiv, you don't touch between opposite the nekiv, then you remain tor, the tumor does not go up. Rashi shanot lemin amit, you took it off the bed, my shame, the way they're woven there, these are the woven straps around the bed, and you put it on top of a mace. So if you put your hand in between the holes, as the actual lenasa tikra liya sakosos, and it's not a complete roof. The vika chanege, kinege the nekev tome, shrimayil ala mace, you're over the mace now, but not kinege the mace, then you're tome, you're tor, it's not called your oil, you're a mile over the mace. The question is, how are we talking about over here? If you want to say you spread out this woven stuff less than a tefach above from the mace, then like that, even though you're not putting your hands on top of the hole, I might tell you why you tore mace pechusa you. This whole like woven thing is like the chusa, is like the closing of a mace. It's like bottle to the mace is less than a tefach away. So rather the tumas ritzutza goes up. Hamela, it's considered you have your hand on top of the mace. Everybody should become tamei. Or mace bechsusay tamei, and the mace is wearing his clothing. It's part of the mace. Somebody should be tamei. We're talking about over here. Lamala mitefach. Yes, that you put this woven things above a tefach, above the mace, and still bechor le'nageya. It says if you put your hands there, and it's between the holes. That's called a negeya. Even though really you're only an oil, you're on top of the mace. So you see, even though you're more than a tefach above the mace, but if you have your hands above that, you're an oil over it, it's called a negeya. So that's the right to Rabbi Yechon, and it goes like Rabbi Yossi, that an oil is also called a negeya. Some Rabbi says back, no, could be there's no proof from over. Now you put this woven material below a tefach, away from the mace. Lamata mitefach. Or the karmic, yes, the question then, mace b'chus, so you like this clothing, this material now, should be bottled to the mace, like the mace clothing. I tell you no. Mace b'chus, the clothing of a mace, you mevat, you leave it on the mace, it's part of the mace, therefore it's like the mace itself. But hi, this woven material that's used to woven around the bed, le mevatale, you do not mean to leave it there. And therefore, it's not bottled to the mace, so therefore maybe it has no tumma like the mace itself. The Gemara still asks, v'tehevei ketumma tumuna. At most, it's just like covered up. So you have the mace now, that you have a covering on top of it, it's like covered up, but so what? Since there's no tefach in between them, boikas vodlis, it's chewed up again. So still, the tumma should chewed up. So why is it less than a tefach? Why do you say if you have your hands on top of the part that's covered, you're tore. Why you're tore? The tumma should be b'kas v'yerlo. So my answer is, ksav, Rabbi Yossi, yes, Rabbi Yossi holds, tumma, tumuna ain't a b'kas. No, if you have tumma that's wrapped around, covered up, it's not b'kas. When do we say the tumma shoots up only if it's not covered up? But the case where the mace itself, the tumma, is covered up, and the chaim, it does not shoot up. So Mar says, in minot taima, how do we know to say like this? That now we learn like this. Tevav ha-migdol, we have, let's say, a drawer from a migdol, from a tower, from a chest. It says like this. Yesh po pasech tefach. If there's a tefach space there between the mace and the covering, v'yein b'yitziyosa pasech tefach, but there's no way for it to go out. There's no, like, opening there. It's just like you put it in the drawer and close the drawer. But once the drawer is closed, there's no yitzi, there's no way to go out. That's pasech tefach. Slachu is tumma b'toich of the tumma. It's inside it. It's abayis tomei. The whole bayis becomes tomei. Because it says it's b'kas for you. Let's metama the whole bayis. What's going to be the opposite way? Tumma b'bayis. Let's say the tumma, the mace, is in the house. Then masha b'toich, whatever's inside this chest in the drawer, that's inside the chest clothes, is tor. Why? B'vnei derech tumma lotzeis. Because if the tumor is inside, for sure, eventually you can open it up, it's going to go out. So therefore, we consider like it's opened already, and the tumor shoots up, it's matam of the whole house. But v'yein derech tumor likornis, but where the drawer is closed, and you have a kazayas of the mace in the house, we don't say it's a derech for the mace to go into the mace we put inside the drawer. So therefore, what's inside the drawer remains tor. It's not safe for to go inside there, it remains tor. For Rabbi Yossi mitar, Rabbi Yossi is known in both places, even the house is also tor. You can take out chati zayas at a time. It will have no tumas oil. Oil itself will be mekayim. It's possible to say you'll burn up that piece of kazayas of mace inside the drawer, so it doesn't have to come out. Therefore, it's tor. Now, Katoni Sefer says in the Sefer, Hamido bePesach. Let's say you put it by the door. Uposko pischolachus and opens up to the outside. So it depends like this. Tumma b'toich, if the tumma is inside the house, habayi is tor. Tumma b'bayi, if the tumma is b'toich inside the drawer, so then the bayis is tor. But tumma b'bayi is the case where the tumma is inside the house, then we say, masha b'toich tor. Whatever is inside the drawer also remains tor. But Tony Lowe learned on this, though, Rabbi Yossi mitar, Rabbi Yossi says it's tor. So questions are high, on which case? Ilei ma'seif on the seif, tanakami nami turukum, there's also mitarit. Elo. So it must be like this. The Koma, Tanakama says, Tumma b'toich, the tumma is inside this drawer. Habay is tumma, the house is tumma. Now, imi shum, either because the derech tumma was, because the eventually take the mace out of the drawer, so you take it out and be matama the house, therefore the bayis is tumma. Vimi shum, tumma tumuna b'kas, or else because since it's like covered up now, tumma tumuna is also b'kas. That's what Tanakama says. And on this, so call Malay Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi answers back and says back, no, we'll call Malay Rabbi Yossi. To come with that you said derech tumma lotzeis, maybe the tumma will go out through the drawer. Therefore, you want to say it's metame, no, yochel loitz lechatzoin, it's possible to take it out half at a time. It'll have no tumma soil. Oil is soft from the camera, so we can burn it in its own place. So again, it'll have no tumma soil. Who the karma that you say, tumma tumuna makas, Tumuna tumuna ena bakas, no. The Yerisi yells, no, even though this is a mace that's covered up, wrapped around, and it's tumuna, and there's maybe no pesef tefach, still it's not bakas v'yelo. The Yerisi is the one that says that tumuna tumuna is not bakas v'yelo, does not shoot up. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next thing. You're holding Daf Kufchavov Omer Aleph. In the middle of the Shiloh, the last Gemara said that the Sover of Yehoshua is the one to hold that the Tumah Tumuna ain't a Bekas. If you have a mace that's Tumuna that's covered up, so therefore the Tumah does not shoot up. So Gemara said, Minotem, how do we know this? That's Rabbi Yehoshua Shita. So you brought a proof. The Gemara says, Minotem, how do we know this? The Tanan wrote like this, the Mishnah Oilis. It says like this, Tevas Hamigdol. Tevas, you have a box or a drawer, hamigdol, that's in a towel, sheyesh po pesach tefach, that inside the drawer, like it's a pesach tefach, there's a tefach of space between where the kezias of mace is and the cover of it. So therefore, v'ein b'tziyos pesach tefach, but the hole, like where it goes, where you can open it up from, in that small hole there, it's not the size of a tefach. So therefore, the tumor doesn't come out, but rather stays inside, just like this. Tumah b'toicha, if you have the kezias of a mace inside this drawer that's inside a migdol and it's inside the house, sabayis tumei. The house becomes tumei. We'll soon see why. But tumah b'bayis, let's say the kezias of a mace is inside the house and this drawer is also inside the house, and then we say mashra b'toicha tor, what's inside the drawer remains tor, because really there's a tefach on top of it. That's a good mechitza, it stops the tumah from coming in. So the question is, and why in the ratio when the mace is inside the drawer, the size of the mace, why is it tumah? So it says the Mishnah Mefresh, derech tumah lotzeis. Because eventually you're going to take it out of the drawer. So you're going to have to open up the drawer, and then the tumah will go upwards. But the yain derech tumah likonis. But who says you'll ever open up the drawer when the mace is inside the house, that the tumah should go inside the drawer? So therefore it's inside the drawer is tall. But if the gezias of the mace is inside the drawer, then the rest of the house is tamei, because eventually you can open up that drawer. For Rabbi Yosi, Mitav Yosi says, no, Rabbi Yosi holds at all times the house is Torah. First of all, who says you'll take it out, the gezias, at one time? Maybe you're going to take out a chatzi gezias at a time. And that doesn't have a tumas oil. Or l'sar for b'mkayim, it's possible to burn the gezias of the mace in its place. So it doesn't have to come out of the drawer, therefore the tumah does not come out. The Gemara says, the Ketani Seif, learned in the Seifa, Hamida bePesach. Let's say you took this drawer and you put it at the entrance of the door of the house. Opischa lachutz. And the opening of the drawer is like towards outside. So then we say like this, Tumah b'toicha, if the mace is inside the drawer, Sabayis tor, the bayis is tor, because here the pischa is lachutz, even if you take it outside, you take it out outside, and you take it out outside, not inside. Tumah b'bayis, let's say there's Tommy in the house, the Masha B'techit Torah, what's inside the drawer remains Torah for the same Sforah, the Tumas HaMeiz doesn't have to go inside it.